Do you have an event coming up? And you think, man, an F-cubed presentation would be perfect for this event. Companies, conferences, organizations, groups, whatever you guys got, man. Fitness, finance, faith, maybe some blend of all of the above. Maybe motivation, maybe inspiration. Whatever it is, if you think that I could bring some value to your group, to your people, through F-cubed, man, I would love to be a part of that conversation. Reach out to me anytime, jschultzf3, social media across the board. You can email me, jschultzf3@gmail.com, and I will be so humbled to even be considered for your group and your people. F-Cubed Podcast, we are back. And got a little something that's been just bouncing around inside of my brain for a while now. And I thought, man, let me go ahead and string together my thoughts. I think this might help some people. I think it might challenge some people, honestly, and kind of challenge what they might believe or what they might perceive to be true about radical physique transformation. And it's this. So, if we look at things just through a lens, through a perspective of either fat loss or muscle gain. So, I'm speaking strictly in terms of body recomposition, right? I'm not talking about performance. You know, if there's some specific sport or some, you know, some activity, some physical feat that you want to get better at, then what I'm going to say, what follows, might not apply. But if you're trying to lose fat or gain muscle, I'm pretty convinced that what I'm going to say does apply. And if you don't agree with me, then that's okay. But it's my podcast, so I'm gonna put things out there the way I see them. But all kidding aside, I mean, you might not agree with me. I mean, some people look at this and they might feel a little differently. You know, they might feel like, yeah, I don't know that I'm on board with that. And you know what? That's okay. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And that, to me, is, you know, how you find really, really good ideas that really gain traction, right? Good, solid, intellectual debate, intellectual discourse is always a good thing. It's always a positive thing. And so, you know, hit me up, man. Hit me up with comments. Hit me up with emails. Hit me up with whatever. You know, jschultzf3, across the board, jschultzf3@gmail.com. Whatever you guys got. So what is it that I have planned for you guys today? Well, it's this. If you are trying to lose fat or you are trying to gain muscle, the two variables in question that you're going to change or control are going to be your training and your nutrition, right? No one's going to disagree with that. I don't think I'm going to get too many arguments on that front. But I think that one of those variables shouldn't really change at all. The other variable is going to be the one that you are going to manipulate. The one that shouldn't change is training. The one that should change and that will be heavily manipulated is your nutrition. Now, I think a lot of people will agree with the fact that your nutrition needs to change depending on, you know, what you're focusing on, fat loss or muscle gain. But I think that the idea that your training shouldn't really change might be new to some people. And it might challenge some people. Well, give me a few minutes here to kind of, you know, maybe open you up to a different way of thinking about this. Your training, regardless of whether or not you are trying to lose fat or gain muscle, should always be focused on trying to maximize or optimize or whatever eyes word you want to come up with, your muscle gain, your hypertrophy in the gym. You should always train to put yourself in the best possible position to build new muscle tissue. Now, the first thing, and let me mention this before I go off on other tangents and forget. The first thing is I'd be willing to bet that a lot of people are going to hear that. A lot of guys out there, and they're going to hear that and they're going to say, Jim, yeah, man, but the problem with that, dude, is I don't want to get too big, man. I don't want to get that big. You know, that's not really my goal. I just kind of want to be lean. I just kind of want to be athletic. you know, that's not really what I'm after, man. So that I'm kind of about to tune out if you don't rescue me here pretty quickly. And then there's going to be, you know, the girls out there, the females, that are definitely going to say, Jim, yeah, I'm totally off board, man. Like, I'm totally checked out because I definitely don't want to get too big. I definitely don't want to get big and blocky and huge and all that stuff. And you know what? These are valid, valid concerns, especially on the female front, just because I haven't met, I don't know that I've met really any females personally that want to get really, really big. I think maybe I've met like one or two. Because quads brings in some really serious, serious lifters. Not to suggest that, you know, if you're a female that doesn't want to gain muscle, you're not serious. But if you are a female that does want to gain muscle, we can come at this from the other direction, you probably are very serious. And so I guess I've seen a couple. But the reality is this. Whether you're male or a female, let me say this kind of, you know, here on the front end. Nobody gets huge on accident. You don't just wake up one day and you're like, oh my God, my biceps are massive. How did this happen? Like, how did I allow this to happen? I've got to change things quickly. I've got to make drastic changes to my program to kind of reverse this situation. That doesn't happen on accident. And so anybody who looks like that, male or female, did that knowingly. They had to train consistently, and they had to kind of, you know, structure everything with that one singular end goal in mind. So keep that in mind, you know, for both males and females. And for you females out there, another thing to keep in mind is that your body chemistry is not made up in a way that's going to make it very easy for you to get really, really big. And so you just don't have enough testosterone in your body to get really big. And so if you see a female who is very muscular, and you see a female who is more muscular than you want to be, and you're like, yeah, I don't want to look like that, so I need to stay away from the heavy weights. I wouldn't stay away from the heavy weights first, for all the reasons I'm going to get into here in a minute. But secondly, rest assured that that female, she wanted to achieve that look on purpose. Now, whether she did it naturally or unnaturally, you know, I've definitely seen both, and both are definitely possible. But either way, it doesn't matter. That did not happen by accident. So you're not going to, you know, go pick up a 50-pound dumbbell and then the next day have, you know, striated quads. Like, that's not how it works. And so I wanted to throw that out there on the front end, especially for those of you guys and girls out there that might just be starting out. You know, that's a legitimate concern, and that's a very valid, you know, fear. But I just wanted to kind of encourage you guys that it might be a little bit misplaced. But you need to only change your nutrition variable. You need to train for maximum muscle growth at all times. And here's the reason why. Well, I'm going to give you three reasons, actually. And then we'll talk about the nutritional stuff here in just a minute. So, nutritional stuff, the big piece, is coming on down the chutes in a few minutes. But let me knock out the training side first. First and foremost, let me pick some low-hanging fruit. If you're training to gain muscle, I think we can all agree that you're going to want to train for maximum muscle growth. Like, hypertrophy is going to be your primary objective when you're in the gym, right? I don't think anybody is going to argue with me on that front. That is very obvious. But if you're training for fat loss, and this applies, you know, if you just want to lose a little bit of fat, or if you want to totally change your life and lose, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds of fat and just get totally shredded and make such a radical transformation that the people close to you won't even recognize you anymore, you still need to train for maximum muscle growth. Reason number one why I feel that you need to do this. There's probably a look that you want to achieve. Like, you could probably open up a magazine, or wait a second, it's 2018. You could probably go to a website or go on Instagram, and you would find a look that you're like, yeah, I'd like to look like that. Well, I've talked with a lot of you, and I've worked with a number of you, and I've just been in this game for a really long time. And I hate to make a blanket statement on everyone's goals, because everyone's goals are unique. And your own goals are going to be very, very specific to you and your situation. And so that is absolutely true. However, this blanket statement I do think is going to capture 65, 75, 85% of you at least. And it's this. That look that you want, even if it is a very lean and toned and trim and firm look, that look probably has a lot more muscle on their frame than you might realize. That individual, whether it be male or female, it does not matter. I'd be willing to bet dollars to donuts, whatever that even means, that person trained their tail off to gain a bunch of muscle. And the end product is a very muscular physique that actually carries a lot of muscle, but just has so little fat that they actually look very, very lean, very, very firm. They don't look huge. They just look really, really good. Not that you can't look huge and good, obviously, because that's kind of what I'm trying to do. But that's the first thing. The second thing, the more muscle you have on your body, the more muscle you carry on your frame, the stronger your metabolism is going to be. The more calories you're going to burn just at rest. And so that's really, really important, and it's going to become even clearer when we get into the nutritional stuff here in a second. But as kind of a segue into that, when you are trying to lose fat, you have to put yourself in a caloric deficit, right? The math just suggests that it's either impossible or extremely difficult, so difficult that it doesn't even warrant, you know, a reasonable discussion, that unless you are in a caloric deficit, you're not going to lose fat. You're not going to lose weight, and hence, you're not going to lose fat. Now, could you theoretically eat at maintenance and just gain muscle and lose fat at the same time so your body weight remains constant? Maybe. I don't know. Theoretically, sure. Practically, I don't know. I honestly don't think so. Maybe if you're a true beginner, yes. But once you get beyond those beginner gains with a Z, yeah, that's not really a realistic outcome to try to achieve. So that being said, you're going to be in a caloric deficit. Well, what happens when you're in a caloric deficit? Well, a bunch of things happen, actually, and I'm going to do other segments and YouTube videos and post about that specifically. But one of the things that happens is you're losing weight. So if you're losing weight, where is that weight coming from? Well, it's coming from your muscle, it's coming from your fat, and it's coming from your water primarily. Now, I'm kind of blending reasons 2 and 3 together here, and I'll kind of give them to you as a combo pack. And so as you're losing weight, and as you're losing these different elements of weight, muscle, water, fat, because you're becoming a lighter being, your metabolic rate is going to naturally downregulate itself. It's going to naturally become slower because you just have a lower frame, right? So your body requires fewer calories, so your metabolic rate is going to match that lower intake, and it's going to burn at a slower and slower rate. And so what happens is, because your metabolic rate is slowing down, if you train to try to build new muscle, or in this case, you're not going to build new muscle, as I kind of said a minute ago, your best case scenario is to maintain the muscle that you have. You give yourself the best possible chance to slow down that metabolic slowdown, if that makes any sense, right? You want to kind of decelerate the process of your metabolic rate slowing down. And so that's the second reason why training to gain muscle makes a lot of sense. But the third reason that I kind of alluded to a second ago, and that is very much a blend of the second reason, is this. Your body is going to be losing weight. So you're already going to be losing some muscle to begin with. So what's going to happen is, if you're not training to gain muscle or maintain muscle, which is one of the best ways outside of eating protein that we're going to talk about here in a second, which is one of the best ways to maintain or grow your muscle while in a caloric deficit, training to maximize muscle, that gives you the best chance to save your metabolism, but it also gives your body a reason to hang on to the muscle that it has. Because it knows that when you get to the gym, right, it needs to perform, it needs to contract, it needs to, you know, do all the things that muscles do. Because remember, your body, what is your body's primary goal? It's not to build muscle. It's not to make you look good. It's to survive. And so if you think about that, all the muscle you're carrying on your frame, is very metabolically expensive. As I talked about a minute ago, it's going to burn a lot of calories. Well, your body, that's hard work for your body. Your body would much prefer to dump that muscle and make it easier on itself. So survival is easier. So you've got to give your body a reason to hang on to that muscle. Because it's already going to be losing weight. You want that weight to come from primarily fat and water, not muscle. Now, you're inevitably going to lose some muscle. That's unavoidable at some level. But you really want to minimize the amount of muscle that you do lose. And so hopefully that gives you kind of some new, fresh thoughts about structuring your training, specifically when you're trying to lose fat. Because the variable that you really want to manipulate is nutrition. And I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent here because, you know, this is its own segment to begin with. I really wanted to focus on, you know, when you're toggling these two variables, the one that you're going to toggle is nutrition. The one that you're not going to toggle is training. And I really wanted to dedicate kind of this whole episode to kind of why that is the case and why I feel that is the case. But nutritionally, obviously, you want to focus on the protein element first. You want to make sure you're getting, you know, around a gram per pound of body weight so that you can, again, kind of give your muscles a reason to hang on to themselves. Give your body a reason to hang on to the precious muscle that you have worked so hard to build. And the two ways to do that are through training, right? Training to maximize muscle growth. Even though maximize isn't the greatest word to use when you're in a caloric deficit, but it fits, at some level at least. Nutritionally though, the protein element, by ingesting the protein, by flooding your system with those amino acids, you give your muscles, you know, the nutrients and the tools that they need to repair and recover and grow and maintain and all that stuff. And so, you know, the carbs and the fats, you know, I didn't want to make this episode a, you know, how to structure your nutrition to lose fat or how to structure your nutrition. You know, how many carbs should you eat? How many fat should you eat? That's not really the goal today because I have, you know, a little YouTube series on that already on kind of how to set up your macros for fat loss. So check that out. And of course, I'll have a bunch of other content coming out that specifically speaks to those two elements. But I really wanted to just focus on, you know, these two variables for more of a strategic view, for more of a bird's eye view, right? I feel like, and this is why a lot of my content is like this, at least so far. A lot of it is more strategic. A lot of it is more, you know, 10,000 foot view or 5,000 foot view, as opposed to the day-to-day tactics, as opposed to, you know, the actual like minute-by-minute, session-by-session tactics that you actually deploy to achieve those goals. That's absolutely important. That's totally important. But I think before you can even get to that, you've got to have your vision in place. You've got to have this overriding strategy that just makes a lot of sense for you, that just makes a lot of sense for your goals. Because if that is not in place and it's not consistent with what your goals are, then the day-to-day tactics are just going to move you further away from where you want to be. Or they might move you closer, but they're not going to do so in the most efficient and effective manner. And so that's it, man. When you are toggling your variables, don't toggle your training. Toggle that nutrition, and that's the best way to reach your body recomposition goals. You're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. But have you checked out the YouTube channel yet? Man, go to Live F Cubed. That's the F Cubed website, Live F Cubed. And in the upper right-hand corner, you can find a link right to the YouTube channel. I don't have enough clout. I don't have enough prestige yet to have, you know, my own YouTube URL that is recognizable. It's just a bunch of letters and consonants that nobody's going to remember. I don't even know it myself, so I'm certainly not going to give you that. But go to LiveFCubed, click on the YouTube link, check out the videos, subscribe. Got a lot of stuff coming out in video form, so definitely give that a look.